Joining us on the phone, Tim Firestone, owner of Blackthorn Golf Club in South Bend, tournament director for next week's Four Winds Invitational, and, of course, one of the co-hosts of The Golf Show, which you can hear every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. on 96.1 FM WSBT. Timothy, how are you today?
I am great. The sun is shining. It's a great day for golf. So I am doing fantastic today. How are you?
I'm good. It's 5:35. You can still get out to Blackthorn and get a bunch of holes in tonight.
Absolutely. It's not getting dark till almost 9:30, so you can sneak in a quick nine after work. Of course, it's in great shape. Yeah. Really excited about next week and having the Symetra Tour in town. And I think we moved it up a week, and I think course condition wise, that's better for us, especially the way the weather's been this year, at least. But the golf course is absolutely spectacular right now.
Let me start off by just saying this is the sixth year that the Symetra Tour has been to Blackthorn, June 9th, 10th, and 11th. Tim, when you started this, did you see this going 6 years and possibly well beyond that?
You know, no, not really, Darren. I think that, it was kind of a trial year when we tried it just to see how it would work and how the community would respond. And, at the end of the day, this has really turned into a staple event here in the community in the summer. And couldn't be happier and more proud of what we've accomplished through with sponsors and the media and volunteers and just the entire community. And you know, every year adding new events to the tournament week and trying to get more and more people in the Michigan area involved with the Four Winds Invitational.
Tim, this is Eric Hansen. I'm curious, in the past, I know that there have been some golfers with local ties in the tournament. Do you have anybody like that this year?
Yeah, there's quite a few, actually, just to name a couple. Becca Huffer is in the field, who played at Notre Dame. She graduated a couple years ago. We have Kelly Grassel, who is from kind of northwest Indiana, Chesterton area, who was the Indiana state champion and then played at the University of Florida, has just graduated from University of Florida. And then Jennifer Song, also, who's a local player here from Penn High School, who graduated a while ago, is also playing in the field. So, yeah, there's a couple players this year in the field that have some ties here to the local community.
Tim Firestone, the owner of Blackthorn Golf Club, tournament director for next week's Four Winds Invitational, our guest on WSBT Radio. 2 years ago, Brooke Henderson won the Four Winds Invitational. Now she's in television commercials, and she's battling for majors on the LPGA Tour. Tim, how much of a difference has this golf tournament made for some of the winners of the Four Winds Invitational?
Well, that's a great question, and I'll tell you, every one of our winners has gone on to secure their LPGA card and play on the big stage. So it is really neat to be involved and to be able to help these young women fulfill their lifelong dreams of playing professional golf on the LPGA Tour. And without the support of, you know, the volunteers and the sponsors and everything that we do here, we wouldn't be able to do that. But it's really neat to be able to see the impact we're making.
Tim, through the years with this tournament, it seems like it gets bigger and better each year. What have you learned about from the early years that have made it just even bigger and better in its current kind of form?
Well, what I've learned is you never can have enough port-a-johns, Eric. So we always increase the number of port-a-johns every year. but, no, I think the key to the success of the tournament is just getting as many people as we can exposed to the tournament. I think a lot of people in the community, you know, they may think, you know, women's golf and, you know, what, how entertaining it's going to be. But as Darren can attest, and Eric, I think you've been out there too and seen how talented these young ladies are. It's unbelievable how good they are. They're literally, you know, a stroke or two away from playing on the LPGA Tour. And it's mostly putting and short game, believe it or not, is the deficiency at this level. But a lot of the young ladies, they hit it 270 off the tee and are great with their irons. And it's really just kind of pinpointing that short game. So it's neat to see how talented these people are. And then again, just trying to get more and more people exposed. When we bring sponsors into this event, very rarely do we lose them. I mean, if you look through our sponsorship list, a lot of them have been there since day one, have been here with us all 6 years. So it's really neat to see how people get attracted to those events once they're exposed to it.
let me guess, not having enough portable Johns. I assume that's John Foster complaining, right?
Yeah, you know, he's getting up there in age, and he's got to go more frequently than others. So, yeah, that's definitely came from him.
Okay, we got our golf show shot in on him. Now we can move on. You know, Tim, the one thing that's great about the game of golf, and it's PGA Tour, LPGA Tour, whatever type of level, charities and communities always are a big, big beneficiary of these golf tournaments. I mean, think about the money raised on the PGA Tour every year. It's unbelievable. Well, with the Four Winds Invitational, Tim, over the first 5 years, you've raised over $350,000 for Beacons Children's Hospital. I know this is something you're very, very proud of, and I feel like you need to brag a little bit. Just talk about some of the items that, because of this golf tournament, are now available at Beacons Children's Hospital and what might be in the future.
Well, that, and I'm glad you brought that up too, Darren. You know, from Four Winds and the Pokagon Band's perspective, that was one of the top three goals that we had when we put this thing together, is to make sure we made a big impact when it came to charity and the community. And we picked Beacon Children's Hospital, and they've been a great partner for all 6 years. And we've been able to help them secure equipment for the MedFlight helicopter, so when they're transporting babies and children, whether it's in an incubator or a portable like MRI machine, we've helped even with some of the construction of the brand new Beacon Children's Hospital. Giraffe warmers, like baby warmers when they're in the neonatal units. So it's kind of cool to see how the dollars are actually being spent. You know, a lot of times you give money to charity, you don't really know where your dollars are, but to have a tangible asset that you can look at and see and know the impact on how you're saving young children's lives is pretty impactful. So we're very, very fortunate, like I mentioned earlier, with all the support in this community to have raised that kind of money. We raise more money at this event than in the other event on the Symetra Tour. So
wow.
It just shows you how charitable this community is and how charitable the Four Winds and the Pokagon Band have been. But to raise that kind of money on this tour is really spectacular.
Tim, last one from me. Speaking of community connections, isn't there a connection with the players and families in the area as well?
Yeah, that's also been very neat. You know, even I can tell firsthand how a player that has been, we've hosted in our home through the years, Jackie Stolting, actually won our event last year and is now on the LPGA Tour. It was neat to see her win, and my girls got to know her, and they correspond, via text message and all the other social media stuff. So, we have players that have formed relationships with families here in the community and that stay with them, because it gets expensive for these young women on the road and stay in hotels and pay in a caddy and meals. So, yes, it's a very vital part of hosting a tournament like this, is to help the players who need a little help with having somewhere to stay.
Tim Firestone from Blackthorn talking about the Four Winds Invitational. Let's get out some information to the public so they can be prepared for next week. Besides the golf tournament, we'll talk about that in a second. What are some of the things our community can get involved with, leading up to the event? Because I know you have some other events like a 5K coming up.
Yeah, so I think there's three, what I would call standout events that the community can participate in. The first is Thursday night. Kelly Cares and Pocky Kelly have sponsored a brand new event that we started called the Ladies Golf Clinic 101, where we'll have LPGA players on the driving range and doing a clinic. Pocky Kelly will do a little question and answer. We'll do a little Q&A with the players. And just a great way for ladies to maybe get introduced to the game of golf that have not done so before, or also for those ladies that do play that to interact with the LPGA players and get some tips on their game. Mm-hmm. So you can sign up for that. That's open to the public. Also, we do the Daddy-Daughter Pro-Am, and this is one of my favorite events. We're the only event on the tour that does this, but the dads can bring their daughter out. And we have daughters that are, 50 years old, the dad's 70 years old, and we have as young as 5-year-old daughters playing with their dads. So it's really cool. You can bring your daughter out, and you can play with the players. The players love that event as well, as a lot of these young women started playing golf because of their dads. So for them, it's really special to be out there and play in that event. So the Daddy-Daughter Pro-Am is really cool. 9-hole tournament, not competitive. We do ice cream and hot dogs. It's really laid back and just an opportunity for your child to get to meet and play with an LPGA player. And then the 5K on Sunday morning is also open to the public. We actually do a 5K on the golf course. You run all along the back nine at Blackthorn, which for those of you that have been out there, you know it's beautiful terrain, gorgeous morning, and we run before the players tee off on Sunday morning. I say we run. Obviously, I don't run, Darren, but they run. I watch the 5K. And the participants love it because it's a challenging course and it's different. You know, a lot of 5Ks are ran on the streets around town, but to actually run a 5K on a golf course is unique, and a lot of people like that.
So then the golf tournament, June 9th, 10th, and 11th, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Thanks to Martin Supermarkets, Tim, the opportunity for people to come out to Blackthorn and enjoy this event have now increased.
Yeah, my good friend Dave Mayfield and Martin Supermarkets stepped up again and really helped us try to figure out how do we get more people to come out and again, be introduced to the Symetra Tour and the Four Winds Invitational. And this was a creative way to do that. So it's a free way to spend the day, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then on Sunday as well, we do it's Kids Day. From 10 to 2, we've got arts and crafts and face painting and soccer shots will be there and all kinds of different games and activities for kids that we do on the old Blarney Hole. And then obviously free admission into the golf tournament. And then we do free hot dogs and ice cream for kids. So it's a great awesome. Way of having some fun, affordable entertainment here in South Bend.
Finally, when people come out to Blackthorn to play golf, they park at the clubhouse. That area is for the golfers next weekend. So, Tim, for the public coming out to Blackthorn, easiest way to park?
Yeah, so the parking for the public will be off of Moreau Court, which is off of Nymphs Parkway. There will be signs there on Nymphs Parkway leading people down to park. And you actually enter in the main gate for spectators is over by the 13th hole, which is on the east side of the golf course. But if you're heading out to Blackthorn, either way, you'll see signs that will lead you right to the public parking.
That's the Four Winds Invitational next weekend. FourWindsInvitational.com is the website, and Tim Firestone is the owner at Blackthorn. And the golf course will be open until when for the public?
Golf course is open until Sunday at 3 p.m.
Okay. Sunday at 3 p.m. for golfers. And then the Four Winds Invitational coming back to Blackthorn, sixth time that the Symetra Tour has been at Blackthorn, and Tim will be out there as tournament director and owner of Blackthorn. And Tim, thank you for your time. Best wishes next week. I know we'll talk again on Saturday on the golf show to get some more information out there, but it is a wonderful event. The volunteers are amazing, and you've done a heck of a job with this tournament. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, guys. I really appreciate your support, and have a great night. We'll talk to you Saturday, Darren.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Tim Firestone, owner of Blackthorn and the tournament director of the Four Winds Invitational out at Blackthorn next week. The actual tournament Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. FourWindsInvitational.com, BlackthornGolf.com to get more information on this professional golf tournament coming back to South Bend.